Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
I'm Howard Feldman. Will South Africa reach herd immunity? Watching what's going on in some other parts of the world, it is a bit of a concern. We've asked Professor Shabir Mahdi, vaccinologist, to weigh in on that conversation. A very good morning to you, Professor. How are you doing?
Thank you for having me.
A great pleasure. Just to begin with the following question is, does the type of variant, the transmissibility, influence the numbers and in terms of percentages that we need either vaccinated or to have had COVID-19 in order to reach herd immunity?
So absolutely. So when we started off with COVID-19, the initial estimate was that on average, every new person would infect about 2 to 3 other people. And for us to reach herd immunity with that sort of scenario, it has required about 67% of people to become immune against the virus infecting them, not developing severe disease. It's much more difficult for vaccines as well as fast exposures to the virus to provide immunity against infection than to provide immunity against developing severe disease. So the Delta variant, which is about 2 times more transmissible than the initial variant, we would now need to get 85% of the population develop resistance against being infected by the virus. And under the best-case scenario, that is sort of unlikely to materialize, not just in South Africa, but anywhere in the world. And I've seen the current experience in the United Kingdom and Israel, countries where close on to 2/3 of the population have already been vaccinated, including over 85% of the adult population. Those countries are still experiencing a resurgence with the Delta variant, clearly demonstrating that even with that high coverage of vaccination, vaccines haven't interrupted the transmission of the virus in those settings.
That said, and this is something I'm trying to wrap my head around, if people have had the vaccination, we know that the likelihood of them having serious illness is greatly reduced. The likelihood of somebody dying from COVID-19 is massively reduced. If people have had the vaccine, isn't it then, don't we have to change our point of view once we've got to the right amount of people? And obviously it's way too early in South Africa, but let's talk about a place maybe like Israel where the vast majority of people, including children, have had the vaccine. Shouldn't they let this go? And if people get sick, most of them, a staggering amount, surely won't become really ill. Or is there another reason to stop that?
No, absolutely, and that's exactly what the United Kingdom has now done. It's pretty much removed all restrictions despite facing a resurgence. And essentially what hasn't happened is that there haven't been any substantial increase in hospitalization and death. And most of the hospitalization and death that has occurred in the United Kingdom, close on to 95 to 97% of it, is because it occurred in people that chose not to be vaccinated.
Right.
So that clearly demonstrates that the virus is going to continue transmitting, continue experiencing resurgences, probably less frequent and probably of a lower magnitude, hopefully into the future. But what's not going to happen is you're not going to see the type of overwhelming of our healthcare facilities and the huge number of deaths that have transpired in the past, because people have developed immunity, at least against severe disease, and they're now protected from dying due to COVID.
Is there a danger that if we do follow that approach, that new variants could form?
New variants are going to materialize irrespective of what we do.
Right.
I think it would be naive to believe, especially with what has happened over the past 18 months, that the virus is not going to continue mutating. But fortunately, the type of mutations that are occurring in the virus, it does sometimes make it relatively resistant to the vaccines protecting against infection and mild disease. But the vaccines are still able to maintain their ability to protect against severe disease and death. We don't vaccinate people to protect against infection. That is a bonus of vaccines. We always have vaccinated people to protect against severe disease and death. That's the main reason why vaccines have always been developed. And when we get vaccines to develop to induce herd immunity, as has occurred for some viruses, That really is a bonus rather than the immediate goal of vaccination.
You were fairly critical, as were many of us, around the vaccine rollout or the pace of the vaccine rollout and how long it took to get going. Are you more comfortable now, or do you think we still need to up our game?
So I think with the new leadership in the National Department of Health, including at the level of the Deputy Director General, They have shown much more aptitude to listen and to actually admit to the fault. And that has assisted us in really gaining momentum with the vaccine program. So I think we're doing reasonably well now. Now the challenge is to ensure that we keep this momentum going, because it might well be that we're in a honeymoon period where we're getting a large number of people that really want to be vaccinated coming forward. The bigger challenge is to then reach out to the other 70% of people that are less motivated to be vaccinated. So to keep the momentum of vaccinating 250,000 to 300,000 people per day through to the end of the year, that is going to be a major, major challenge. Mm-hmm. And we really need greater community mobilization and get greater understanding in the community as to why people need to come forward to be vaccinated.
Absolutely. And final question, in terms of our youth, how young do you think we should be vaccinating people?
So I think we need to understand in South Africa, the youth have been equally infected to the virus as adults. But the youth make up a nominal fraction of hospitalizations and deaths in South Africa. So is it necessary to be vaccinating the youth right now or any time in the immediate future? The short answer is no. They're going to continue getting infected. Like I said, the vaccines don't work too well against people getting infected for some of the variants. And consequently, vaccinating them really doesn't achieve much purpose, because they're not at risk of developing severe disease and dying unless they've got underlying medical conditions. So certainly those children that do have underlying medical conditions, they should be considered for vaccination. But the average child has got a marginal benefit with regards to being vaccinated, because they're not susceptible to actually develop severe COVID and dying from COVID.
And that's where we leave it, Professor Shabir Ahmadi, vaccinologist. Thank you, as always, for joining us and for the incredible work that you are